Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I am dictating the neurological report on Deanna L. Sweeney, S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. Address is 2375 Villa Vista Drive, Oroville, California, 95965, 530-354-2795. ID is XXXXX0534. Date of birth is February 19, 1965. 58 year old. Married woman. The referring physician is Dr. J. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, Sloop, S-L-O-O-P, M-D. Below that, it should say family medicine. $25.75 Forest Avenue, Chico, California, 95928-7686, 530-809-0009, 530-809-0399, parenthesis, fax, in parenthesis, the clinical indication. Neurological evaluation with history of transient and recurrent reportedly stereotypical episodes of lightheadedness and dizziness, sometimes associated with neck symptoms. New paragraph, dear Dr. Sloop, thank you for referring. Deanna Sweeney, for neurological evaluation with her history of recurrent episodes of lightheadedness and dizziness. New paragraph, she reports that she's seeing Dr. Michael Johnston in Oroville, the cardiologist who has requested and completed ambulatory electrocardiography, the study report which is pending her next appointment. New paragraph. As you may remember, she has a past history of developing the sudden onset of these rather stereotypical episodes of lightheadedness and dizziness, sometimes associated with neck pain. And now reporting recurrent episodes of semi-anginal chest pain associated at times with hypertension, for which he has been prescribed medication successfully, taking clonidine for reduction of her blood pressure and improvement of her symptoms. New paragraph. She gave a history of transient dizziness with her headaches and tinnitus, and some symptoms of hoarseness, suggesting possibly atypical cephalgia. New paragraph, she has a gastrointestinal history of stomach pain. New subparagraph, her previous diagnostic evaluation after evaluation and treatment for breast cancer identified findings of possible diverticulosis or diverticulitis that has been successfully treated. New paragraph, she reports recent weight loss with her dizziness. She also reports enlarged neck glands associated with her neck stiffness. She's currently not sexually active by her report. There's no history of transmissible disease. New paragraph, her breast cancer on the right, I believe, was successfully treated. She still has some hot flashes. PET CT imaging from the mid chest to the vertex was reported to be unremarkable. New paragraph. Her family history was positive for cancer in her mother. New paragraph. She reports that she takes alcohol rarely. She lives with her husband. There are no dependents at home. She should not smoke or otherwise drink or using recreational substances. New paragraph. She does report occupational stressors, but no industrial exposures. New paragraph. As a junior high student, she fractured her right collarbone. Her breast cancer was diagnosed in January of 2017, has been treated with a good outcome. New paragraph. She denied other prolonged hospitalizations for any illness. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she denied blurred vision, change of sense of taste or smell, depressed nervousness, other dizziness, diplopia, unusual fatigue, irritable insomnia, reduced concentration, loss of appetite, disequilibrium, hearing loss, loss of memory, unusual nausea, numbness, tinnitus, slurred speech, stuttering, or tingling. New paragraph. Head, she reports episodes of pressure in her head at her temples, typically when she finds that her diastolic blood pressure is above 88, typically improved with medication. She denied a history of fainting episodes or seizures or previous head injury. New paragraph. Neck, she has episodes where she awakens with numbness in her fingers, sometimes in her upper chest. She develops chest pain if her diastolic blood pressure gets above 90 to 100. She does report stiffness and a sense of swelling in her neck, typically in the front subparagraph, MR imaging, above the throat was found to be essentially unremarkable. New paragraph, she denied symptoms in her upper back and arms, middle back, low back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hips, hips, ankles, and feet. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today was slightly abnormal. New paragraph. Testing for ataxia on the platform with cervical extension induces a positive Romberg sign. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are reduced at the right biceps compared to the left. New paragraph. There are no significant pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph. Her neuromusculoskeletal exam is otherwise unremarkable with no inducible stiffness or observable tremor. Sensory testing was completely unremarkable to all modalities. Her visual fields are preserved to confrontation. There is no unusual cranial nerve findings. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Deanna Sweeney's presentation with the onset of episodes of unusual lightheadedness and vertigo associated with vacillating blood pressures and other clinical symptoms, including a history of palpitations and lightheadedness, is stereotypical in nature and rather sudden in onset. When she awoke on the morning of July 21st, 2023. New paragraph. Her diagnostic evaluation to date has been non-contributory. She's awaiting the follow-up of her ambulatory electrocardiogram. New paragraph. Her neurological examination would suggest risk factors for cervical degenerative disease with a right upper extremity radiculopathy, for which we will obtain MR imaging of the cervical spine, and MR imaging of the soft tissue of her neck because of the history of possible swelling and pain. New paragraph. I'm ordering diagnostic electroencephalography to exclude seizures on the basis of her stereotypical recurrent symptoms. New paragraph. Fortunately, with readjustment of her blood pressure, many of her symptoms have improved. New paragraph. Diagnostic laboratory studies have been requested. Including nutritional and metabolic studies and a comprehensive neurological autoimmune panel related to paraneoplastic disorders. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her follow-up with the results of the testing. New paragraph. Copies of her evaluations reports will be submitted to your office. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. And sign respectfully with my professional signature.